You're listening to SBS News.
Several rockets struck the western Ukrainian city of Lviv in what officials say were two separate attacks on the same day United States President Joe Biden was visiting the capital of Poland, whose border is just 70 kilometers away. The powerful explosions frightened a city that had been a haven for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing the Russian assault on other parts of Ukraine. Thick black smoke rose from the first blast site on the city's northeastern outskirts for hours before a second set of explosions were reported. Local resident and IT worker Inga Kapitula, aged 24, describes what she witnessed.
So we were inside the epicenter and we heard the siren. So everyone left and we were sitting in our car for a couple of minutes. And then we heard this when rocket just came. So yeah, like after that it was the first time, and after a couple of seconds, maybe 30 seconds, second bombing, and everyone left to the shelters.
The regional governor, Maxim Kozytyski, said on Facebook, preliminary indications were five people were injured in the first attack. Hours later, he reported three more explosions outside the city, again with no details. Lviv mayor Andriy Sadovy described the second round as a rocket attack, saying it did significant damage to an unspecified infrastructure object. Lviv had been largely spared since Russia's 24th of February invasion of Ukraine, although missiles struck an aircraft repair facility near the international airport a week ago. The back-to-back attacks brought a chill to residents and displaced Ukrainians who had seen Lviv as a relatively safe place to rebuild their lives. Usually home to about 700,000 people, before the invasion, the city has absorbed many more. In a dim, crowded bomb shelter under an apartment block a short walk away from the first blast site, Olana Ukrainets couldn't believe she was having to hide again. She had fled Lviv from Kharkiv, one of the most bombarded cities.
I said to my friend that, Nastya, look at this fire, what it is, and then we heard this
sound
of the explosion, and glasses broke from the sound, and we tried to hide between buildings.
There's no information yet of total casualties in Saturday's attacks. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, has called for international efforts to stop the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. UNICEF's James Elder is in Lviv. He says the conflict is taking a toll on thousands of Ukrainians, especially those most vulnerable to harm.
In Ukraine, the situation is very desperate because we see hospitals attacked, we see schools attacked, we see this increasing change in warfare where residential areas, where families are coming under fire. Women are giving birth in bunkers, so we're very, very worried about the situation for children here in Ukraine. But then you've got almost 2 million children have had to flee. That means that they need schooling, they need, you know, trauma care, support. Across this nation, children are, you know, they're seeing what war looks like. They're seeing their parents separate. They're saying goodbye to their father. So there's a great deal of stress and trauma that we need to address as well.
Mr. Elder called on countries and organizations around the world to do whatever they can to stop the war.
First and foremost, any pressure to stop the war. That's the most basic. The surest and safest way out of this horror show for children is for the fighting to stop. But UNICEF is not a political organization. So what we then ask for big international actors to do is at least get an ability of these humanitarian corridors to be respected so families can leave safely and organizations like UNICEF can go in with life-saving supplies.
President Biden has stepped up his rhetoric against Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For free people refused to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
A later statement from the White House sought to clarify that President Biden is not calling for regime change in Russia. Mr. Biden also used his speech in Poland's capital to say the invasion is a direct challenge to the international rules-based order established after World War II.
Notwithstanding the brutality of Vladimir Putin, let there be no doubt that this war has already been a strategic failure for Russia, already. Having lost children myself, I know that's no solace to the people who've lost family. But he, Putin, thought Ukrainians would roll over and not fight. Not much of a student of history.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a surprise video appearance at Qatar's Doha Forum. Mr. Zelensky appealed to the forum to do more to stop the war in his country and predicted an economic crisis in the world if Russia is not stopped. He also called on countries to increase their exports of energy, something particularly important as Qatar is a world leader in the export of natural gas.
The responsible states, in particular the state of Qatar, you are reliable and reputable suppliers of energy resources, and you can contribute to stabilizing the situation in Europe. There is much that can be done to restore justice, and the future of Europe depends on your efforts. I urge you to increase energy production, to make Russia understand that no state should use energy as a weapon, and to blackmail the world.
Russia's defense ministry says 1,321 soldiers have died and 3,825 have been wounded over the month of what Russia calls a special operation. Ukraine says the number of Russians killed or injured is actually 10 times higher. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.